Bonjour, Nandina Wema Gani Dog. Beshigo, Benesia Kwe Indigo, Mang and Do Dame, Ga Oza Squatcha Mekog and Dunjaba, Ga Misqua Wako Kog Inda, Elaine Fleming Nindishina Kaz. And I say, hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. It's a name that the universe knows me by. I'm from the Leech Lake Nation, and I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota, Gamisqua Wako Kog, the place where red cedars are plentiful but are no more. And that's because of the logging industry, I suppose. Anyway, my colonized name is Elaine Fleming. It used to be Elaine Howard until I got married. And I'm talking tonight about news from the Debajaman. It's about telling stories, our stories, our Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe newspaper. And I've been talking about the issue from December 1987 of the Debajaman. At that time, there was a section about the chairman's news. And he, in that section, he was talking about the new elderly complex in Cass Lake that was being built. And our chairman in 1987 was Hartley White. He had been working hard to get an elderly complex built for many reasons, because the elders were being sent away when they had to be sent away. They were being sent to homes in Black Duck and Red Lake and Bemidjigamog and Walker. Many times our peoples didn't have good transportation so that we could go to see them. Hartley talked about how when our elders were put into these homes for the elderly, that then it would break up the family too, because the elderly ones were the ones who knew the history of the family and the people. And so he had worked hard to get money for this elderly complex. So it was almost, this complex was almost near completion in 1987 in December, and Hartley was commenting on it. Well, that complex today is called Heritage Manor. And back then, Emma Bear lived there. When I used to work there, when I was working for the Tribal College in the 1990s, I know Emma Bear was living there in the Elders Manor, the Heritage Manor. Emma Bear was born February 15th, 1898, at Boy River. Her parents were Mukwa and Kebewe. She moved to Cass Lake with her parents at a young age and had lived there since. She was skilled in the Ojibwe arts, which she passed down to her daughter. And I've seen the beadwork that she's done. I remember I had one of her braided rugs that I prized greatly. She passed her knowledge of the arts down to her daughter, Teresa Johnston. And then that knowledge was also passed along down to her daughters. Emma Bear was the last survivor of the Battle of Sugar Point on Leech Lake. The Battle of Sugar Point, or the Battle of Leech Lake, was fought on October 5th, 1898, between the 3rd U.S. Infantry and members of the Pillager Band of Ojibwe Anishinaabeg. It was because of a failed attempt to apprehend a pillager named Bugonegishik. They called him Old Bug. And in English, his name means hole in the day. And there had been a dispute with Indian service officials on the Leech Lake Reservation in apprehending Bugonegishik. So they had come to Sugar Point to get him. This battle is often referred to as the last Indian uprising in the United States. It is the last official war between the United States and an Indian tribe, actually. It was officially that. The battle was also the first battle to be fought in the Northwest United States since the Winnebago War in 1827. So back in 1898, Emma Bear was a baby. She was a baby during the war. She wasn't yet 8 months old. She was held in the arms of a woman who was sitting in a canoe, and these women were escaping from Sugar Point. They were seeking safety and shelter at Bear Island. It's on the eastern part of Leech Lake. I remember reading about the women being told to escape to safety by the Ojibwe people at Sugar Point, and the article said that a soldier saw them and fired at them when they were in that canoe, and that soldier was then shot by an Ojibwe man, and that the soldier ended up dying. I remember visiting Emma Bear when she lived in Heritage Manor. I'd visit several ladies there and ask them about their lives. One time, my friend and Kathy Hedberg, who was having troubles, said that she wanted to talk to Emma Bear. Off we went to see Emma, and Kathy offered Emma tobacco and asked Emma what she should do about her problem. Emma sat right down and gave Kathy advice. Later on that evening, Kathy and I went to Norway Beach, and in the dark we sat on the shore with our hand drums and we sang songs in the dark. When I used to visit Emma at the Heritage Manor, she was in her 90s. I asked her to name my twin daughters, and we had their naming ceremony there because, like Hartley White said, the elders could use the community area and kitchen for gatherings. Emma named my twin daughters both Ikwe, which means woman. Back then, my youngest twin daughter had been sick, and I was told that she would need her four Ojibwe names now to get well. Both of my twins were given the same four names. Emma Bear was one of the namers. The other three were Margaret Porter, Anna Gibson, Kathy Hedberg. I was told at the time that when the twins got older, they could ask for a fifth name if they felt they needed it, a name of their own. I remember that during the ceremony, three of the women smoked their pipes, the pipes that they cared for, and the Heritage Manor smoke alarm system was set off. I also remember baking a moose roast that my youngest twin, Lainey, oh, she loved that roast. All the other children went out to play, and Amy and Lainey just sat there, and she kept on eating that roast, that moose roast. Teresa Johnston was Emma Bear's daughter, and she had agreed to teach us how to make hominy from scratch at the center, Teresa. That morning when Teresa was late, Emma Bear came walking down the hallway, putting on her full bib apron so she could start the hominy making lesson in Teresa's absence. Emma died Friday, July 13th, 2001. In North Country Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Bay Mijikamog. She was 103 years old at the time of her death. Emma was one of our teachers, well known and well loved. So also in the December 1987 issue of Dabajaman, the recently completed Elementary Addition Vocational Education Center and athletic fields of the Chief Bagunagishik School were celebrated. The 1987 December issue talked about how the dedication was celebrated on December 9th. And so I will continue talking about some of the news from 1987 and about this particular event of the new elementary school addition at Bagunagishik School, which was named after Bagunagishik of Sugar Point. So, mi gwech bisandawi eg. Mi gwech. Thank yous for listening to me. Meet you.